Saru Sakai from Mie University, and he's going to talk to us a little bit about some improvements they've made in determining soil water flux and thermal properties with a pentaneedle heat pulse probe.
Good morning. I'm Masaru Sakai from Mie University in Japan. Today I want to talk about water flux estimation using pentaneedle heat pulse probe. So in last decade, heat pulse technique to estimate water flux have been researched a lot. For example, Mori, 2003-2005, used multifunctional probe and estimated water flux in range of 5.6 to 2700 centimeters per day. And Kamai used a probe with larger heater needle and measured estimated water flux down to 1 centimeter per day. In Utah State University group, we developed pentaneedle heat pulse probe like this. It has five needles. One is heater in center, and four thermistors surrounding the heater needle. By using this probe, we can estimate soil thermal properties and to directional soil water flux. The theory of pentaneedle heat pulse probe is, so for example, this one is rotated a little bit to water flow, and this figure is time series of temperature rise. So, 8 seconds, the heat pulse is generated, and for 120 seconds, temperature rise are measured. And using this X and Y coordinate analytical solution, fitted the observed data, then thermal diffusivity, thermal conductivity, and X direction heat velocity and Y direction heat velocities are optimized. But to use this inverse method, needle spacing between heater and thermistors are a critical factor. The objective of today's objective is to evaluate two directional water flux and thermal properties. Today I just mainly about directional water flux estimated from a pentaneedle heat pulse probe. For this objective, we conducted a laboratory steady state saturated flow experiment. And also, for better water flux estimations, we improved needle spacing determination technique. So this one is laboratory steady-state saturated flow experiment. Silica sand was packed in the 5 centimeter diameter and 40 centimeter height soil column. And 3 PHPPs are installed in each depth. And each PHPP were rotated in 50, 30, and 45 degrees to water flow direction. And water infused from the bottom by using these pumps, controlled by water flux are controlled to this range. And output of water is collected as the balance, and actual water flux is measured here. So this is a photo of our experiment. So before going to result part, I explain about the needle spacing calibration. So in this study, we conducted three methods to determine the spacings. The first one is measure the temperature rise in agar stabilized water. And using this analytical solution without water flow, then estimate force spacing, and thermal diffusivity here by using known heat capacity. And second one is in situ saturated sand without water flow. This method is well known, is used in Mori or Kamai. And after developing the saturated sand column, we measured temperature rise and determined spacing in no flow condition. Then third one is zero flux adjusted spacing. This one is actually improved method of this second one, but I will explain it later. So here is the result of water flux estimation of two components of water flux, Jx and Jy. The x-axis is each component of measured flux, and y-axis is each component of estimated water flux by PHPP. And red plot is using the calibrated spacing by Eger. And blue one is in situ calibrated spacing. In the middle or higher range, the estimated water flux agrees reasonably well with the measured water flux. But in the lower range, there are some differences. So I will focus on this range. So these data are exactly the same as previous slide. The difference is just showing smaller range of water flux and plot on the linear scale. Look at this data. Even using the in situ calibrated spacing, the estimated result at 0 centimeter per day is far from here, the actual 0 centimeter. Even this method is optimized on the non-flow condition. Then, to overcome this problem, we introduce zero flux adjusted spacing. The concept is modify R in situ so as to estimate Jx and Jy to be zero. So here is a diagram of heater and thermistors up at upstream and downstream. Water flow is this way. And I will show you the example if estimated J water flux is over-predicted. So by the sensitivity analysis of analytical solution, larger temperature rise at downstream is caused by higher water flux or smaller spacing. In the same way, smaller temperature rise at upstream is caused by higher flux or larger spacing here. Based on this thinking, the apparent heater location should be close to the downstream thermistor to get the zero flux estimation. By using this method, we determined two sets of upstream and downstream spacing, downstream spacing from two components of water flux, Jx and Jy. So here is the same result, but including the estimated result using zero flux adjusted spacing, this black plot. So looking at the data, flux adjusted spacing significantly improved water flux estimation, mainly for these low water flux ranges. Once these two components of water flux are estimated, we can estimate magnitude of water flux and the angle of water flux by using this relationship. So about the magnitude of water flux, we could estimate from 1 to 7,000 centimeters per day range. And for angle of water flux, we could estimate reasonably well in range of 10 to 7,000 centimeters per day water flow. So here is a summary of today's discussion. The pentanidal heat pulse probe performance was tested under a range of steady-state saturated water flow conditions. A novel approach for determining needle spacing lowered water flux estimates down to 1 centimeter per day. So two component water flux magnitude and direction estimates were well correlated with measured value between 10 to 7,000 centimeters per day. Today I didn't show, but thermal properties were estimated for water flux up to 2,000 centimeters per day. So here is ongoing work. Now I'm working on the unsaturated water flow condition to measure the water flux, unsaturated water flow. Okay. Thank you for that.
No, thanks, Masaru. One quick question. Robert.
It seems like what you're doing is fairly similar to some of the earlier work by Wren and by Ochsner, where they found that their measurements, the heat pulse measurements, and the velocity or flux of water derived from that were linear, but at a different slope.
Yes. Yeah, so in field situation, we think, when we install the probe, we can assume the flow condition is almost static. Then I believe we can estimate, determine the spacings, but not sure. We are just trying.
Thanks, Mr. Thank you very much.